It was rare and potentially deadly.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
It was Elton John. He had to cancel a whole bunch of shows, and that included his many millions he was making at Caesar's Palace in Vegas. He almost died. Now, he did some shows in South America, became violently ill on the flight back. As it turned out, he contracted a harmful and unusual bacterial infection. His representative says doctors admitted him to a hospital. He underwent immediate treatment. Infections like this are rare and potentially deadly. Looks like he's going to be okay, though. Discharged on Saturday, recovering at home, and he expects that he'll be performing again in June. More illness, I'm afraid. Rumors of Greg Allman being in hospice prompted him to make a statement. He said, "Hey, everyone, I just wanted y'all to know that I'm currently home in Savannah resting on doctor's orders. I want to thank you for all the love you're sending. Looking forward to seeing everyone again. Keep rocking." If you remember, he had to cancel this entire year of touring, but didn't offer any explanation why. He's got a bunch of ailments. He had a liver transplant, hepatitis, pneumonia. Hospice care can keep a terminal patient at home, keeping them comfortable. But he insists he's not in hospice. He will get better. Journey guitarist Neil Sean sounds like he'd like to make nice with Steve Perry. He got a tweet, and it said, "I hope you and Steve Perry can record music together. That kind of partnership is a once-in-a-lifetime fit. It is timeless." And he responded, "I really miss Steve and the creative thing that happens every time we ever get together. Hopeful." So we're not sure what he's hopeful for, but Steve Perry suggested they get together for a cup of coffee. So maybe he's hopeful for a Danish with that coffee. We don't know.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.